Go anywhere in Craig, and you're likely to hear bits of conversation about the deer season. That includes the local diner, the kind of place that displays its homemade pies behind glass. Mike Duville has just returned from a long day of hunting.
What can I get for you?
Me, I'll just have a coffee, I think. Would
sure.
Be great.
Today, he bagged one deer, but he says it's taken him longer to fill his freezer this year. He remembers more plentiful seasons. And that's not the only change he's seen on the island during his lifetime. Duville says nearly all the big trees were standing when he was young. The first logging camps were just getting started.
And the island was pristine. There was no log clear cuts on it. So I've watched it turn from that into what it is today.
Large swaths of trees have been logged here since the 1960s. It's left poor habitat for deer and other animals. Without a canopy of old growth, snow can easily fall to the ground, obscuring important feeding spots. Duville serves on the Regional Advisory Council that makes recommendations to the Federal Subsistence Board and the state. And he says finding fewer deer on the island is affecting people's livelihood.
This is rural Alaska. It's bush Alaska. We don't like to buy meat. Not only that, it's $8-9 a pound.
Still, he says logging is just one factor. The other is a rapidly growing wolf population. The wolves are devouring the deer.
If you're going to harvest deer, you have to harvest wolves.
But not everyone agrees killing wolves is a good idea. In 2011, conservation groups petitioned the feds to protect the Alexander Archipelago wolf under the Endangered Species Act. At the time, it was estimated there were about 89 wolves living in the unit, less than half of what there was 20 years ago. But the wolves didn't wind up receiving additional federal protections. Instead, there have been joint efforts with the state to stabilize the population. And the number of wolves has been increasing. But it's not easy getting a handle on how many wolves there are. Mike Kampnich is driving his pickup truck to the top of a snowy ridge. He makes this rough ride to collect hair samples from the Alexander Archipelago wolf. Kampnich used to be a logger when he arrived on the island more than 30 years ago. But now he works for the Nature Conservancy.
You know, some of the guys that I worked with in the past, you know, they're kind of like, you work for who?
We stop at one of the hair board sites, essentially a piece of plywood nailed to the ground and rigged with barbed wire. A stinky goo is placed on top. The wolves like to rub up against it, so it's the perfect comb for capturing their fur. Kampnich is careful to cover his tracks as we walk over to it.
Now you gotta kinda look really closely and see if there's any hair.
He puts on his glasses to get a better look, but there are no strands tangled in the barbed wire. This is just one of 21 locations he'll check on the island over the course of 2 days. When he does hit the jackpot, the hair is sent off to a lab to be analyzed by the state. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game uses the animal's DNA to calculate the wolf population. And a percentage of that becomes the wolf quota, the number of wolves that can be trapped or hunted each year. Kampnich says it can be a touchy subject locally. On a couple of occasions, he's seen hair boards vandalized and trail cams disappear.
It's really frustrating, but, you know, some people just will mess with your stuff. And
is that just to get the cameras, or is it a reaction with what you're doing out here?
It's probably a little of both.
But wolf hunters have helped Kampnich, too. They've shown him good spots to place the hair boards.
I've helped him quite a bit. I've lived here. I've trapped wolves.
Mike Duville, from before, wants there to be accurate wolf population estimates. And although he's helped Kampnich in the past, he thinks just using the hair boards misses the mark. The wolf population, he says, is bigger than the science alone suggests. So the wolf quota should reflect that.
I don't think anybody here is interested in wiping them out. I mean, you've always got one or two that might think that way, you know, but for the most part, they're okay with wolves. Just not so many.
Duville would like to see more traditional knowledge factored into how the state gauges the number of wolves. But he says getting the wolf population figured out isn't the only step to securing a future for the island's deer. He thinks big timber sales on Prince of Wales should become a thing of the past, even if that means the last remaining sawmill dries up.
I'm not willing to sacrifice this island to keep it running. I mean, there's a limit on how much you will donate to the cause, and I think that we're there.
Duville says he wants to live on the island from his childhood. It includes a healthy forest for humans, deer, and wolves. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Craig.